NBA Podcast.
All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is episode 17, and today is December 29th, 2007. And I got Jeff here, Andy.
Yo.
And Eric.
Hello.
So let's go ahead and start it off with games we're playing.
I'd like to just point out that it's December 30th.
Is it? Why did I put 27th? Yeah, all right, it's December 30th. All right.
You're inaccurate.
Josh is not doing the news today.
Starting it off on a good fucking foot. Right, I want to just go around and start. I'll go first, because I haven't played much, because I went on holiday, so I gave my Xbox to our friend Drew.
You went on holiday? What are you, British?
I took a holiday, Governor.
I went on holiday vacation. Cut out that extra word.
Why won't you just say vacation?
I don't know. It's got more syllables, doesn't it? Vacation. Went on holiday. I'm bringing it to America. So the only game I bought, I bought a game to play on the airplane. I've got a Geometry Wars Galaxy for the DS, and it's just like, you know, you guys ever played it on the Xbox 360?
Yeah.
It gets
Geometry Wars.
Yeah, it gets pretty boring pretty fast, but.
Is there, like, multiple control? Like, can you use the stylus or the buttons? Or?
You can use the buttons, but it's hard to get that, the angles that you want, because it's. You know, it's just buttons. Mm-hmm. It's got like up, down, left, right, and then 45 degree angle, and that's it. But the stylus works pretty well. I'm trying it now with where, because right now I have it starts off default with the gameplay on the top screen, and then you stylus it on the bottom. But what happens is your character isn't dead center. So when you hit to the side of the screen, even though you're shooting to the right to kill some guys, it automatically flips it to the left because technically your stylus isn't to the far right of the screen or whatever. So now I'm playing it on the bottom screen, which sucks because sometimes you can't see shit because your stylus is blocking it. But it helps with it not flipping your gun automatically because you can actually see where your guy is and then make sure you're pointing at the things to kill. But it's fun. I'm actually on the leaderboards and stuff, as you guys saw on the blogs. I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm like in the top 20.
Or nobody's playing.
That's what it is.
Out of the 20 people.
Dude, some of these people are insane. Like, I don't know if you guys seen them. These guys are, like, scoring, like, in the billions. And, like, the one where I, like, ranked 8th place, I was playing that for probably, like, 45 minutes. It just took me that long to get to that score. And I only had, like, a score of, like, 145 million. And these guys are, like, in the billions. So I imagine these guys are playing, like, a 2-hour leg, like, of just this fucking one level.
Yeah, the Live Arcade version is like that, but you get, like, multiple levels in that one, right? Aren't there, like, different styles of levels or something?
Yeah, there's different, like, galaxies that you go to, okay. And then each galaxy, it's kind of like Mass Effect. Like, you go to a galaxy, you pick your galaxy, and then it shows you the planets, and you pick the planets.
There's people that have obscene scores like that for just the XBLA version, which is just one board.
Yeah.
Which, after about... You know, 10, 15 minutes, I have to stop, whether I'm dead or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. I get really bored with it. I'm just like, all right. And I just do it for the medals. I'm trying to get the medals on, gold medal on every planet, and then I'll probably be done with it. And I'm trying to max out. Like, they give you drones that you can level up, but they don't seem like they level up too much. Like, one of them's a turret. So what he'll do is he'll shoot for a little bit, and then he'll stop in one spot. And then he'll just, in a circular motion, just start, like, laying down fire. And then he'll come back and help back you up, and then he'll just go out again and start laying down fire. And then they got another one where that it attracts the enemy, so it takes them away from you and stuff. But, like, they level up, and you can level up, like, 10 times or something. But it doesn't seem like they change at all. So, but, yeah, that's all I got. I haven't played much. Sound like the audio changed to anybody?
Yeah, sounded like it changed to just one channel.
All right. Awesome. Jeff, what about you?
I've been playing a few things, actually. I got games for Christmas and Gamefly, so, like, Ghost Squad for the Wii. Pretty cool if you like gun shooting games. Spot on.
It works pretty well. Is it, like, right... What was that one?
No, this is actually, like, a House of the Dead.
Or, oh, okay, like, it's on rails?
Yeah.
Okay.
And which works a lot better, really. And it's you know, it'd be hard to mess it up, and they didn't. It's, you know, graphics are just like the arcade. It's an older game, so it's not a lot to work with. But, I mean, if you're a fan of the game in the arcade, you'll like the Wii version. The accuracy for the gun, or, the, you know, the Wiimote is good. My only complaint is I don't have any sort of light gun...
casing?
Yeah, attachment, peripheral.
You don't have the Wii Zapper?
With my hands. And, but, yeah, it just feels awkward to hold it like a TV remote.
You should just make one out of like 2x4s.
I was actually considering. I'm like trying to look around the house for like pieces of plastic that I can jerry rig around it.
That'd be awesome, and then just take a picture of it. Hey, here it is with your lumpy ass 2x4s.
Well, I don't want to get the Nintendo brand one because it looks very awkward to me with that whole two handle strapped a nunchuck in the back kind of thing.
Oh, really? I'd never seen that one.
It just looks a little awkward. And there's supposed to be one coming out from Mad Catz that's just sort of like a pistol. So I'll probably wait for that. Got Time Crisis also, coincidentally, for the PS3, which the gun for that game is actually just a Wiimote.
Oh, yeah.
It uses the same style of infrared sensor. It has the same type of reticle.
Do you have to put the bar up there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's two separate little jobbies that you hang on each side of your TV, but it's supposed to be more accurate because it's like three sensors each.
Oh, okay.
Instead of just two, but I still think the Wiimote is actually more accurate. Also got Gundam Warriors for the 360. It's no good.
Yeah.
Unless you're a huge Gundam fan, I can't imagine who would be. But
and that's like mech style type of crap.
It's actually in the same engine of the Dynasty Warriors games.
Oh, really?
You ever played those?
Yeah.
Which is fun. The gameplay is fun. The story and the dialogue and the horrible cutscenes are awful.
So is it just a bunch of mechs fighting at once and then you just roam around? Is that what you mean? Like
It's waves of people.
Oh, really?
You're taking on waves of these mechs. And it's like the action feels fast and heavy, but it could be any character model in there. This one just happens to be Gundams, as opposed to feudal Japanese warlords.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's the same game with a horrible story. It actually makes Japanese history seem more interesting, because compared to Dynasty Warriors, the story in this game is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
The voice acting... And again, no offense to any Gundam fans, if anybody out there still watches that... Maybe if you're a fan of the series, it would be better for you. I am not. Viva Pinata Party Animals, I got that.
How's that?
Crap.
Yeah. I saw it. Were you shaking your head? You play it too, Andy?
No.
You're shaking your head like, I love the first one. I can't take the second one.
No, it's... actually, I did enjoy Viva Pinata. It was a fun game in its own right, but this is just a total ripoff of any other party game. But it's so generic, it's just not. You're doing the same, like, whatever, there's a dozen mini-games, it's the same mini-game every time with a different... You're just pressing buttons in sequence every time.
Yeah. So it's like Fusion Frenzy 2?
Exactly, yeah.
But with pinatas.
But it's even less diverse as far as the gameplay. You race, then you do a couple of mini-games, then you race again, then you do a couple of mini-games. The mini-games are always, Simon Says, basically, you press the buttons, that's it.
Better than those mini-games that were in Viva Pinata, though? The what, maze things?
Yeah. Oh,
the having sex? Yeah, if you want to have sex, you have to get through this maze.
That's the sperm making it to the egg, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's slightly more interesting than that, but unless you're getting it for the kids, I couldn't possibly recommend that game. Drake's Fortune is my big one. That is awesome.
Yeah, I like the way that game looks.
Super fantastic. Visuals are top-notch. Lighting is beautiful. The storyline, the dialogue is incredibly well-written. It feels like you're playing a movie. I played it for about 6 hours straight yesterday. I just started. I'm like, I'll play for a couple hours so I can talk about it. I started, and then about 11 o'clock, my wife came home, and I was like, oh, I guess better stop.
And that was the first time you were playing it?
Yeah, just plugged it in. But one, a few interesting things about it. One, there's no load time. As you go through, you're constantly going, so that's nice. The drawback to that is that as you come into a new area, every now and then the textures will have to pop in, so you'll get sort of that bland texture look, and then boop, it's all detailed. It actually makes that sound, boop. No, I'm kidding. But
texture pop in.
Loaded, done. So the power of Blu-ray there. But other than that, they have a neat feature called, they call them medals that you get. So for example...
Oh, this is one of the games that starts out, like, is doing the medals things? Is that the
it's like
counter to the achievements?
Yeah, but it's only per game, I think. I mean, this isn't going to show up on my PSN card or anything.
So it's not going to show up on home either?
I don't know if it will. I mean, it might. Naughty Dog is a Sony developer, so maybe they'll incorporate stuff like that. But it's basically achievements, and I got to tell you, it makes me feel that much better playing this game because I'm such an achievement whore that, like, you know, like after doing 10 headshots, I got a little medal achievement.
Cool.
I'm like, yeah. And there's a limit of 1,000 points that you get.
Wow, talk about ripoff.
And it's like the same, like the descriptions for them and the way they show up are almost identical. So
it even has the little X at the bottom with the trophy in it.
It does. It's very odd. No, it actually shows up at the top, and it's a different symbol. But it's like displayed the same way. I mean, it's a total achievement ripoff. But
yeah.
Good, you know, kudos to them for finally doing something like that. Because it really does make me feel better. And I know that I'm probably 3/4 of the way through the game, but I haven't got them all. So I'm definitely going to have to go back through the game and play it to get all the other achievements.
So is it a short game?
I've heard that it's not too terribly long.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm at like chapter 14, and from the way the story is going, I think I'm getting close to the end. So it's probably a 10-20 hour game at the most.
Yeah. But is it multiplayer on there at all, like co-op?
No, I don't believe so. Yeah. I didn't see any options for that.
You're gonna pick it up, right, Eric?
Yes, I am.
I mean, it's a definite rental if you're a fan of that genre of like Indiana Jones or National Treasure type of movie.
I hate National Treasure.
What?
You like National Treasure?
I'm not going to say I like that, but I'm...
Adventure style, you know, mysteries. What else out there is like that?
Da Vinci Code?
No, it's more action than that. It's action like Indiana Jones. I mean, you're shooting the bad guys, you're tomb raiding, but it's so much better than Tomb Raiders, it's not even worth comparing it to that.
Does
so
the orgasm...
It's more like Indiana Jones the game.
It is, but the character, the Nathan Drake character, is actually a witty smartass.
Yeah.
So he's even more so than like Indy, and he's, you know, he's younger. Yeah,
Indiana Jones just likes punching people in the face.
Yeah. No, you're shooting.
You got a whip?
You don't get a whip. No hat. You get only 3 weapons you can carry, which is probably for realism.
Yeah.
One handgun, one rifle style or machine gun, and then grenades.
And do they see them on the characters? Do they do that stuff?
Yeah, okay. Like you strap the shotgun or the rifle or the AK-47 on your back. You've got the handgun in your holster. I mean, it's very detailed. Grenades around your waist. And you can pick up different ones. It's just your choice. You know, do I want to walk around with the AK-47 or do I want to get the grenade launcher?
Okay, so it's like a heavy weapon and a hand weapon. And
the enemies are constantly dropping weapons, so you can vary it up depending on how you know what your preference is or whatnot.
And I saw, like, there's a cover system to it. You play Gears of War.
It's not quite as tight as Gears of War. Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, you know how Gears got a little sticky sometimes?
Yeah.
You'd be stuck.
Slide to shit you didn't want to.
Yeah. It's the same issue, but it's... The difference is, in this game, the action isn't quite so heavy, so it doesn't feel as bad. It doesn't hurt you as much.
Yeah.
But it's also got, like, there's the... you're on a jet ski. It's got like jet ski levels. You got to do some water racing, but it's pretty well done. It doesn't feel sloppy.
Doesn't feel like a cheap add-on like the driving scene in Gears of War.
Well, yeah, they do have actually a jeep scene that does feel like that.
Yeah.
Where you basically, it's, you know, I don't want to ruin the game, but it's like a basic chase scene. One person's like manning a gun. One person's driving.
Is it a light gun?
No. No, it's a Wiimote. Actually, it's very odd that they would. No, it's but all in all, the whole package is just incredibly well done, and it's a really good story. So,
and you were saying earlier about like the save mode, like auto saving.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. It auto save. There's a couple. It's a lot of heavy platforming.
Yeah,
climbing ropes. I mean, this guy, if he would put a rock climber to shame, because there are so many scenes where you're hanging by your fingertips. It's crazy, but the platforming is very well done. And on some of the harder ones. Like I said, it seems like the developers probably figured out during playtesting that people were going to have trouble here because it autosaves constantly, but it always seems to autosave you, especially at the more difficult puzzles, right before you start the sequence. So it's not too terribly frustrating. You might go through a couple of scenes like 3 or 4 times to get your timing right or to get your jumps right, but it's pretty forgiving in how you can leap across and grab ledges and stuff like that and pull yourself up.
And does the autosave kill any of the momentum of the gameplay, like...
No, you don't even notice it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like it doesn't say auto. It never says saving anywhere throughout the game.
Oh, okay.
It just does it. It's all in the background. Yeah. Like I said, load time, saves, none of it. It's all just constantly going.
The way it should be.
Which is probably why I ended up staying 6 hours in the game without realizing that I played it so long.
Do I smell like dog pee?
Yes.
I do?
More so than usual?
I think I do. Because the puppies are like pissing all over the house. So.
Great story.
Fun fact.
I just started smelling it.
On that note...
But yeah, I think, like, do you think it's a system selling type of game? Like, if it...
Oh, yeah. If they advertise it, I haven't really seen them...
Yeah, I haven't seen much advertisement either.
And see, what I see makes it more like, from hearing you talk, because I was thinking about getting, because I'm planning on getting a PS3 today, and I was thinking about getting that game, but, like, the way it's, when I see advertisements for it, it comes off almost more as, like, shooting than anything else.
It's really half and half, but it's not running and gunning. I mean, there's a lot of shooting scenes. But it's not like Gears or Halo.
And see, if they promoted it that way, I'd be even more, like, into it. Because those are more, like, I'm not big into, like, I just run around, I have to shoot everything as I go, and I'm like...
No, it is not. I mean, you can play stealthy if you want. You'll come upon, like, basically camps of people, enemies. And as you first come across them, if you stay to the shadows or to the ledges, or if you take cover, they won't even notice you. So you can do a couple people, you can snipe them, if you're good enough. I recommend the headshots, because ammo is decently distributed, but...
When do you not recommend the headshot? Come on.
Well, if you're able to do headshots...
I recommend shooting him in the knee, because that just makes him mad.
Well, no, like, in some games you can disarm, but this one it doesn't seem to... Well, that's one other problem, I'm sorry, is if they are extremely well animated, all the characters, enemies included, but sometimes if they're in an animation routine, they don't seem to register a hit.
Oh, it's a little off, but... Sounds, like, familiar.
If they're climbing down a ladder, or if they're, like, diving, you can't... It doesn't seem to register the hit.
Yep. Which I always hate that in a game. It's like, oh, that guy's climbing over a wall. Let me shoot him. Nope, he can't get shot because he's animated.
He's bulletproof in animation.
Yeah, it's really, like, sometimes you can't, and it's really hard to tell when. You'll learn as you start to play. Like, you'll start to recognize, like, I'm going to wait this one out, let him settle. Okay, now.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you can go up, you can, like, break their neck from behind, you can play stealthy, but it's definitely not run and gun. It's not, like, too terribly stealthy. You could just jump down there and start blasting if you wanted to. It's up to you.
Because I was on game trailers, and I noticed, like, the videos would be, like, totally different. Like, I'd see the running, like, the shooting one. I was like, oh, man, it looks good. And then they'd show him just climbing this cliff, and I'm like, holy shit. It's like fucking Crackdown or something.
It's 50% each. It's a lot of gunplay and a lot of platforming. But the gunplay is fun. I mean, once you've cleared an area, you've cleared an area. You don't have to worry about... Like, okay, now I can take my time to look for little hidden treasures, or the environments are beautiful.
Yeah.
The visuals really, it finally, like I say, make me feel like my PS3 is worth something, besides a movie player.
How's that, Seen It?
Oh, Seen It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you play.
Seen you playing that a lot.
That's an older one for me, but yeah, it's, if you love the DVD game, then this version is so much easier, because you don't have to keep track of your... pieces.
Yeah. Where are you putting all these peripherals at? Because you got Rock Band also. And then you got Seen It. You got to have a lot of guitars and shit just lying around.
I am pretty much an accessories whore.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a sucker for all that kitschy shit. But, yeah. In my living room is sort of decked out with cabinets and whatnot. I keep it all tucked away.
Wait, when you're saying you're a sucker, do you have the Halo 3 missile case
holder? No, I don't.
Holder?
Not exactly for stuff like that.
Why is that so? I think it was only $20. I think it was cheap.
Sucker.
Holds games and two controllers. $20.
This from the guy who won't pay for maps from Bungie.
Because I'm not being cheap. I just know when I'm being ripped off. That's what it is. I don't know why people think we're being cheap when we don't want to buy those maps. We just know when we're being ripped off.
No, you don't. You bought the Legendary Edition.
Yeah, that was a ripoff too. Yeah.
That was a $70 ripoff.
That's all right. I bought the extra levels for Katamari for the 360, and they're already in the game. It's just the 364 kilobyte download code.
To unlock them.
Nice.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You got to fight that type of system.
I fight the things like when Sony, with The Godfather, you could buy the best guns. Like, you can't find them in the game. You have to buy them as downloads.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then you still have to buy them in the game. But you can't buy them.
So you just unlock them in the stores there or whatever?
Yeah.
That's weak.
Option unlocked. Now go get them. Yeah. That's garbage.
Microtransactions still have a way to go before they really get hammered out. But yeah, Seen It's fun. My biggest complaint there, no online play.
Wow. I guess buzzing in you'd have the lag factor.
It's one button.
But, you know, it'd be like host would always buzz in first or whatever. Is that how it is? Like, people hit it to whoever's got the answer first?
Well, there's two different styles. So you either got, like, an all play or a first to buzz in play. So you can go either way.
I played the demo. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, if you're a movie buff, it's awesome. I rocked all it. The clips are high def. I mean,
although I noticed on the demo, some of the sometimes they show you a clip, like it was like King Kong or something. They like showed you a clip, and then they're like, "What other thing did the director do?" Like, why did I have to watch that whole clip of King Kong?
Well, some of the questions get obscure. Like, it's not for, like, my wife is a big movie fan, so she, yeah, I did. But,
some Lord of the Rings thing,
like,
too.
Yeah, like if it's a question like that that's more off the wall. And they do that. Like, the game styles are only a few different types. So, like, here's a pictogram, or watch the clip and answer the questions. But, like, when you get to, like, the final round one, it does ask you, like, this really off the wall stuff.
You know what you know what they're doing with the online thing. They're going to do like Guitar Hero 2. Because Guitar Hero 2 didn't have online play, did it?
No.
They're going to save that for when they release Scenic 2. And then they're going to come out with wireless Scenic buttons.
As long as they make additional downloads for it. I'm just hoping Scenic they have 2. Like the different... Like, you know how there's like several different Scenic versions on DVD?
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter, Nickelodeon, Disney. Like, that's what I'm kind of hoping for.
And then call it syndicated.
Have you played it so much like... To where you see the same questions?
No, that's actually one of the other good things about it is it saves it to your hard drive so you don't get a repeat question.
Yeah,
oh, okay. That, yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So,
yes.
Well, any hardware problems?
There's a lot of questions. 18,000 questions. Oh, okay. Some obscene that you wouldn't come across.
Any hardware problems? Like the Rock Band hardware problems?
It's just a big with four like buttons on it.
Yeah, it's just a D-pad and the four buttons.
You never know. You never know.
It's actually a D-pad, but you can press it in the middle. Or I guess it would be the equivalent to the analog stick. I don't know how it maps out on a regular controller.
You ever tried playing like Guitar Hero with it?
No.
Dude, I'm rocking this thing.
I think it might be lacking for something like that. I'm not sure where you'd strum.
Well, when you use a controller in Guitar Hero, you don't strum. You just press the button.
Oh, really? Why would you even do that? That's like that Boom Boom Rocket game that came out.
Yeah.
That was awful.
But you get to do fireworks.
X, Y, B, X, Y.
And there's music.
Yeah. You time it to the music. Yeah, it's pretty
cool. I actually bought that.
Did you really? I played the demo. And I was entertained for the demo. And then I was like, I'd never buy this. Who would buy this? It'd be a moron.
I bought Space Giraffe.
What the fuck is Space Giraffe?
Don't buy it.
I get bored every once in a while and I just go into the arcade and go, yeah, buy that. Here's some money.
Was that it, Jeff? That's all you got?
That's all I can remember.
Highly recommend that Drake's. I want to get the Drake's. Yeah, that's the reason I want to get a PS3 now. Before it was to get Metal Gear Solid, but now it's to get the Drake's Fortune.
I'm telling you, these new IPs, I don't know if you want to talk about this later in the show, but that's like my biggest thumbs up for this year is all the new intellectual properties that have come out. Drake's being one of them. BioShock, Mass Effect, all these different things. I think it's great that we finally get new games to play as opposed to another version of this or another
sequel to that. Just a Mario. Let's make Zelda the game of the year. DS.
Halo 3.
Yeah, okay.
Was there a better game for the DS this year than Zelda?
Yeah, I bet. I'm pretty sure there is. I haven't played them all, but Zelda was not that great of a game.
Oh my
DS.
God, whatever.
It was not. It was really good use of the hardware, but
whatever.
It's a good. I haven't actually played that.
It's like why do I have to get these different parts for my boat? Like there's shit to it that just
every game has shit to it. Why do you have to get achievements?
No, like
that's
like,
just a fucking do.
Why do I have to go and get these like those gems that you got to get, and then you get what is it 10 of them, and then like get 20 of them, and it's like why I finished the game without needing them. It's like I don't need to get 20. And they didn't do shit.
Why upgrade your weapons in any shooter? It just makes it easier to kill people. You don't have to have them. It just makes it easier.
Barely upgrade your weapons in that game at all. It was a lot of doing this and that for nothing. A lot of going back to this damn cave. How many times I got to go to that damn cave? That cave drove me crazy. But it does make good use of the game, the DS. I give it that. There was this one part that just annoyed the crap out of me where you got to close it. It's like, who the fuck would know that? Who would have known that?
I'll give you that. That was bullshit.
That was bullshit.
I played that Trace Memory game for the DS. It had a puzzle just like that.
Where you have to close it?
Yeah, it was like, it's just like a mystery game. You have to, and it, like, it came across this thing, and like the clue was, these two parts have to go together. So I'm trying to move them, I'm trying to slide them, like nothing's working. I got frustrated. I'm like, fucking game. I ended up closing the thing, and I was like, alright, I'm going to come back to it. And then I opened it, and the puzzle was completed. Oh! It's a stamp.
Because, like, traditionally, that never does anything but pause the game.
Exactly.
And even in the manual, it says that that will pause the game if you close it. Who the hell would have thought, like, that's where you think the functionality goes.
That's where they sell handbooks.
It's an interesting add-on.
It
though.
Is.
Like, in the future, you could be like, oh, that's pretty smart. But to have it, and it only appears one time in the whole game.
Yeah, in the whole game. That's it's yeah. like.
That's where it's, like, a little off. Like, if it was something you did to, like, you know, memory.
All the other puzzles
it,
but... I figured out. Like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm near some fire. Let me see if I can blow it out. Yeah, that was... But everything else, that one, I was just like, what the fuck? Okay. I went online and figured, like, how to get the help for it. All right, Andy. All right, Eric.
Andy wants to talk about his Mass Effect, or was that in the last podcast that I didn't listen to?
I don't know. Mass Effect.
Keep up, Eric.
I guess I'm sure.
I actually downloaded it off of the iTunes, so it's on my iPod. I just haven't listened to it.
What? Oh, the podcast.
Or I don't know if they're still new, if they're putting the new ones on.
Yeah, we are. They automatically update on the iTunes.
I just got Call of Duty 4 the other day, so I've been playing that.
Oh man, that means I gotta get it.
It's like $40 at Best Buy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Probably not anymore.
Well, Shane just bought it the other day for $40.
It was,
I think I'll
week.
Go pick it up.
It was in the circular last Sunday.
Damn.
Sell you mine.
Shame.
Cause I need to play with you guys so that I can level up with you guys and not be left alone.
I'm already like rank 12.
Doesn't it go up to like 100 or some shit?
55. I think 60.
So what do the levels give you? I haven't.
The when you level up, this is just multiplayer.
Right.
When you rank up, you get access to like more like level rank 4. You can create your own class where you can choose your perks and choose what weapons and stuff. Because otherwise, there's just the default. Like when you start, there's like 3 default. When you rank up, you get access to demolitions and sniper. And then when you rank up more, you can create your own class. And as you rank up, you get access to more perks. More like accessories you can get when you complete challenges, like kill 25 people with this gun, you get this kind of scope that you can put on it. So it actually rewards you for doing stuff.
And you could do different deaths, like where you can, like if you get killed, like you have like your last minute of death where you could shoot people.
That's a perk. It's the last stand. Like somebody shoots you, you fall down, and you pull out your pistol, and you can still shoot people while you're bleeding out.
Or you could drop a grenade and.
That one kills me so much because I'm usually up close when I'm killing people, and that grenade that they drop,
is it?
It's got a big
radius.
No, it doesn't instantly explode, but it's got a good radius on it, like better it seems than other grenades.
Cool.
How's it living up? You guys enjoying it?
Yeah. Yesterday I played through most of the single player. I'm on the last level, which is hard. Reminds me of Battlefield 2. Last level, where it's like, oh, you got so much time to do it, and all these tight corners and just nonstop people, like,
Oh, so you're going through campaign? Is that pretty fun?
Yeah, it's not very, as they've said before, it's not very long, the campaign, but it's good. And a lot of the multiplayer maps are from the campaign. Like, when you're going through the campaign, because I played multiplayer, I played it in beta, I played it, you know, the other day. And when I'm going through, I'm like, I recognize this level.
So it's all familiar. Does playing through the campaign unlock anything special for the multiplayer? Nah.
Nope.
That would have been nice.
They're very separate. In fact, there's only... The only achievements in it are from the campaign. Single-player only achievements.
Oh, okay.
But there's, like, a ton of people who've never played the single-player.
Yeah.
It's like you look at their gamer card, and they'll be, like, high rank in multiplayer, but 0 points.
That's bizarre. There's a lot of people like that in Halo, too. You'll, like, go into their thing, and they've never touched the campaign.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I've never seen another community hate another community so much. They're, like, I go into the Bungie forums, and there's just, like, Call of Duty 4 guys that just come over. Call of Duty rocks better than Halo! And then the threads are getting locked and stuff, and it's just, like, this constant back and forth between those two communities. They hate each other's.
Damn haters.
It's like, they're games. Go get them. They're fun.
Yeah, get them all.
Yeah. I don't know why these people fight over
it's
it.
It's like Pokemon.
Exactly.
I've also went back and I've been playing some Half-Life 2 again because I haven't beat it yet. But
yeah.
Went back and played it some. And I've noticed when I was doing that, because I bought Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the Xbox, which, by the way, to answer the question that was on the blog like a month ago, the arcade 360 does have backward compatibility as long as you have a hard drive. Because on the box it says that it doesn't. You don't read our blog, Josh?
I don't remember
this post.
Shame on you.
The posts come in so far and few between.
That you can't read them. But I've played both of those. Both of those are games that I've had on the PC. And I find them a lot easier on the 360. Like, just the controls and everything, it's a lot easier to play. Because, like, on Half-Life 2, I can get through
how levels. How busted is it on the PC, then, man? Because on the Xbox, that thing is terrible. Especially trying to shoot people. It's got to be pretty fucking busted.
It's just a poorly made game.
It is. The controls for that thing are terrible. We're talking about San Andreas.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
It's like, bad to shoot on that thing.
Well, on the 360, you can lock onto people.
Really?
Yeah, right trigger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but then I guess I'm so used to, like, Saints Row, where, like, you could jump to the next person. This one, it just stays locked on them, and you're like, gotta release. But, yeah.
Saints Row did make a lot of improvements over San Andreas.
Hopefully they transfer over to the Grand Theft Auto Foe.
Saints Row 2.
Saints Row 2, yep. Got planes. Yeah. Planes. Transvestites.
That's what these games are missing.
They must have got my postcard.
What these games are missing is kids, man. Come on, let's run over some kids. Why is that so bad? Why is that morally wrong over just running over
Fallout
adults?
Was the last game that had kids that you could kill. But in the European version, they took out the kids because they didn't like that you could kill the kids.
Yeah.
But they didn't take out the code that had, like... Because back then, you know, it's just a computer game. And, like, what they'd say would appear over their heads. Like, just text would appear over their heads. They didn't take out the code for that, so there'd just be random code where the kids would have been.
BioShock, do you kill the little girls when you do that thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Also, Guitar Hero 3. It seems easier than Guitar Hero 2.
Because it is.
I got, like, perfects on, like, 3 songs. I haven't perfect a song on Guitar Hero 2 ever.
Do you play a lot of I don't think you play a lot of Guitar Hero 2, do you?
No.
See? That might be it. Maybe you just got practiced up.
Possibly.
But, Eric, you say it is. It is
a lot easier. Because I started playing guitar. After I got Guitar Hero 3, I played a whole bunch of it. And then I went back to do a Guitar Hero suit. And, like, I just wanted to play one of the songs on Guitar Hero 2, so I put it in. And it's not even, like, a harder song. It was a song that I used to be able to, like, destroy through. And I was, like, my timing was all goofy. I was, like...
That's weird.
Well, I heard that a lot of it was changed up when Activision redid
it. Well, it's, like, a lot of it is, like... Because they say they put, like, a little bit more of a window for the timing of the strum. But you need that when you play the harder songs on 3. Because, like, the most ridiculous songs on 3 are, like, far more ridiculous than anything on 2. Like, you would never keep up if the timing had to be as accurate. You would never be able to do it.
And also, I want to know how much Guitar Hero 3 got in in-game advertisements. Because it's all over the damn place. Axe body spray, Guitar Center, Pontiac.
See, now, I think if you're going to do that in a game, I mean, that's cool if you're going to put stuff like it, but the game should be at least 10, 20 bucks cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because these guys are making bank now. They're getting, like...
I guess the rights to the songs cost a lot.
Yeah, but that's covered by the people buying the game, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a lot of games in Guitar Hero 3, I mean, songs in Guitar Hero 3 that are in Rock Band, so...
Oh, is there really?
A lot of repeats.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how, like, I'd like to see somebody playing it side by side to see how they match up.
Let's do that. We should do that and videotape ourselves doing it. Naked.
I'm out.
I knew you were going to go there. You never want to videotape anything without the nakedness. Shame on you.
We'll all be shaved, too.
It's going to take a lot from me.
And I played a little bit of I played Tenchu Z. I've got it from Gamefly. That's where I get all my games where I'm like, I'd like to see what it's like. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah. You ever played the demo?
That's where I got Gundam from, by the way. I wouldn't buy it.
Well, see, I played the original Tenchu way back in the day, like on PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first, like, stealth games where you could be stealthy.
The concept behind the game is awesome, but the execution on the game is just terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay, but it's very repetitive. It's like, I just run up and stab people in the back and run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the visuals are kind of like butt, too.
Yeah, okay? God. I thought that was just the demo, too, and I was just like, ugh, this thing is terrible.
It's a quick game, though. I got my achievements, sent it back.
Yeah.
I did that.
Did you get 1,000?
No. I didn't spend that much time on it.
I'm not going back to that level.
It's like one's like, you know, you got to get like the highest rank on all 50 missions.
Yeah.
And I actually was close on normal level, but I was like, I'm not going back and playing those again.
So I found myself doing that too. Now, like, I rented Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Xbox 360 and something else that was just awful. It was just like, it was pretty much, oh, Transformers.
I heard that was like the worst game of the year.
You know,
along with the movie.
It was fun for part of it, but after a while it was so repetitive and the controls were so sloppy that it was just too, it was beyond frustrating to, like, the cool feeling of being a giant robot to the city, like, it felt good, but yeah. Then, like, the controls were so repetitive and sloppy that by the time you finished, there's two missions, you finish the Autobot and the Decepticon missions. Like, after you're done with the Autobots, you don't even want to bother playing the Decepticons. You're like, I'm done. There's no way I'm going to play the other half of the game.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, since you have Gamefly, any faster since the Tampa branch opened? Cause
I got my first two Tampa games this week, or last week, I'm sorry. So I'm going to see.
Because they don't seem... Back.
It's Gundam and Viva Pinata Party, so...
They don't seem faster to me.
Oh, really? I'm going to time them. I'm going to send them back on Monday, give them an extra day for the holiday, and see if they come back. Because Brian lives out in California, right?
He's bragging about it, too.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I got my game for 2 days. I'm right here in Irvine. I'm next to the shipping facility. I'm like, I hate you.
They walk it over.
There you go.
Guy comes in a little orange suit. Gamefly's there.
For me, it's like, oh, in like maybe in like a week, they might notice that they got the game back, and then they might ship me out something else.
Well, do you ever get that? Like, you know how they, I guess at the post office, they can scan it?
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be like Netflix. Like, I heard that's what Netflix does.
Well, that's, they say that they do that. They don't do that.
And the whole time I've had the service, and this is actually the second time I've had the service, I had it before I canceled it because it was taking too long. I've only ever had it twice do that. And I'm pretty sure I'm taking it to the same post office. So either my post office people are extra lazy, or it's just not working anymore.
Maybe they had a problem where kids weren't actually putting the games back in there.
Fucking kids, man.
And they're like, you know, that scanning thing is becoming a problem.
It's still on their site, as if it were not.
Yeah, they tout it like, oh, yes, as soon as the post office gets it, we know, and we're going to send out your next one. They don't do that shit. Fucking liars.
Yeah.
At Gamefly, they do things differently.
The old-fashioned way.
Like, when do we get around to it? It's like three guys.
Three guys in Tampa.
My only hope is that maybe someday they'll be so big that they'll just have Gamefly drop boxes where you can like slide it through and it'll scan it. You know, like the FedEx drop box.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Well,
they got that for Netflix?
The dream, I hope. No.
But Netflix is fast as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Of course, there's a place in Jacksonville.
Actually, I had the Blockbuster movie service. That was really quick, too, because you could return them to the store.
Yeah.
And that did count, and then, like, I would get my movies, like, 2 days later.
I actually rented some movies from Blockbuster, and yesterday I returned them to the wrong store. Because she went to some store we normally don't go to. And then we went to this other store, and Tori got out of the car, dropped them off, and we're driving. And then now she's like, oh, wait, picked them up at that store. And I was like, crap. Am I supposed to go back and tell them, or do you think they'll just...
I think the address is on the back of
it. Okay, so they'll
mostly... be all right.
All right.
You might get fined a little bit.
I mean, why the hell they got to have so... I mean, it's just like two blocks away. You got to have Blockbusters that close on the same fucking street? Come on.
I heard that Blockbuster's getting rid of their mailing services.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I canceled it because they were raising the price.
Yeah.
That's why I hate Blockbuster. They're fucking expensive.
It was a good deal when I first got it. And they're like, oh, we're raising it by $5. I'm like, I might as well just rent them in the store then.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saving any money.
So is that it, Andy?
That's all I got.
Yeah? Yeah. No Mass Effect?
I've been playing a little bit, but I'm not Anderson. Yeah. He's like on his like fourth playthrough of it.
I have to say, like...
Remedies.
Just to get back to it, because I like Mass Effect, but it's not as great of a game as I thought it was going to be. If the game could be like the last level... If the fighting play could be like that, the last level, if anybody's on it and they're thinking of giving up, you should play at least the last level because it's insane. That's where like all the fun just kicks in and you're just like, oh my god, it should have been designed like this from the start. Because it's just like waves of enemies coming at you. It's fun.
Yeah.
You didn't like the last level that much?
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome. I guess because I had the powers too, so like... you're just out in space, and I'm, like, picking dudes up and throwing them into space, and it was fun.
I haven't played it yet, but thanks for ruining it for me.
It's a good game, though. I enjoy it. It's just that my only problem is that I did every single side mission the first time through. So now I'm going back through, I'm like, eh. I know what's going on.
When you get the achievements for bringing people on the majority of the missions, do I have to do all the side missions over again?
Yes.
Can I just say no to the missions and that counts? Fuck. There's a lot of side missions that is boring. I mean, you got to go into these fucking... And every planet looks different, but once you get into a base, it's exactly the same. You go into a mine, it's exactly the same as the mine from another planet. It's, I mean, the walls are the same, too.
They have things that work, and they use those things.
Yeah, but would the inside of the ground be made of the same material and rock and
earth? That's when they're like, let's put a mine here.
I don't know. All the spaceships I board are the same. Yeah. That's my only qualm with it. It's just everything's repeated. And all the weapons look exactly the same. It's like, hey, I've upgraded to a shark. Hey, it looks exactly the same as a Victory.
Some of them are different colors.
Yeah, that's all it is. Different colors.
Your main problem was that you couldn't wear pretty clothes or something.
Yeah, and everybody's wearing spandex. My dude walks around in spandex and he runs like this. It's like, yeah.
It's the future. Get used to it.
It's like Star Trek. They all have the same outfit.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't want to. I'd rather have something cool like Gears of War outfit or something.
What? That's very impractical.
I mean, the dude's getting shot and he's in spandex and he's not dying instantly. How's that spandex?
He's got that shield.
That shield.
Nanopolymers.
What are you playing, Eric?
I went from not playing anything for like almost 2 weeks to now I am playing a ton of Rock Band. I just got Contra 4 for the DS, which is awesome. Difficult, but awesome. I got New York Times crosswords for the DS, which is fun because I like doing crossword puzzles.
On the DS?
She loves her DS, but she loves crossword puzzles too.
So it's cool. I mean, I'm not like good at crossword puzzles. I like to do them. Like when I'm at work, from 4 to 5, I watch that Merv Griffin's crossword puzzle show instead of actually working. So, but I can't actually finish crossword puzzles. That's my problem. I'll get like 85% of it filled in, and then just be like, oh well.
You don't have people come in and.
No, I haven't had any help. I don't know. And then I bought Call of Duty 4, because it was like $40, and I was like, all right, everybody's talking about how great this is, so I picked it up.
Yeah, how are you liking it? You're not a shooter person, then.
I like shooters. I mean,
He's a lover, not a shooter.
It's not a... I don't have, you know, Xbox Live, so I'm not getting the whole online experience. So it's probably not really worth it for me. The single player is fun. I had an issue with it, like, right away, though, and Andy can, I don't know if he can back me up on this, but you're, like, on a ship that's sinking at one point. This is so early, I'm not ruining anything. But I guess it's supposed to be, like, the ship is sinking, so, like, you know, it's all crazy, but you're just running, like, at an angle. Like, your guy feels like, the screen almost looks slanted.
Yeah.
Which is not, to me, really realistic. Like, I understand, like, you're trying to, like, show that the ship is, like, slanted.
But don't slant it that much.
But if I'm slanted, I'm still looking straight normal. Like, yeah. Just because I'm standing on something like this doesn't mean I run.
Maybe as a neck brace.
You've never run on a ship that was sinking.
So
that's exactly what it's like.
It was really disorienting. Like, almost, like, nauseating. And then I bought the Simpsons game because it was $40. So, I mean, it is what it is.
I hear it's like a bunch of, like, rip-offs of other games, but it
was supposed to be like a parody of all the Grand Theft Autos.
I just got that from Gamefly, but I haven't put it in yet.
I haven't gotten far in it, so I can't speak as to how much there is, but the one thing that I've noticed right away that's a little irritating is there's, like, if you hit jump, he jumps. You hit jump in the air again, you have, like, a double jump. Anytime there's, like, a platforming, like, you have to get to another level, you have to double jump. There's no just, like, oh, jump to this, jump to this. It's double jump to this, double jump to this. It's, like, it's almost pointless to have a regular jump, because you have to double jump if you're going to actually make a jump.
Is the regular jump just for, like, jump kicks and jump attacks?
For
people who like to run and jump at the same time.
Yeah. You run faster when you jump, like in Halo 3? You do run faster. We've tried it out, remember? When we're doing camp co-op, we're going up that long-ass hill, and so some of us were jumping, and we caught up with the rest of you guys, and we're like, hey, jumping works faster. And then you guys started doing it and took off. We're like, shit. This is a lot of walking in that Halo 3.
So That's pretty much what I'm doing. Mostly Rock Band. That's why I had, like, I've got, like, Call of Duty 4 and The Simpsons, but, like, I played them, like, once, and I was just like, oh, Rock Band.
How's that David Bowie working out for you?
Good. Because yeah. I actually, yeah, paid for the downloaded Bowie stuff. I'm a little, like, I would prefer more Bowie than what they have, and it's a little disappointing because I paid for the downloadable stuff, and only one of the songs is actually Bowie. The other two are covers. Yeah. So it's like,
does it not say that when you download them? Or?
I thought they did. I thought they started it. Well,
you have to read.
I went online and it said they were covers, but I you know, whatever.
Where are the songs
that were downloaded?
Yeah.
Queen Bitch. Oh God, what else was it?
Oh man, they used to have Queen in that game.
The real song was oh my God, I can't think of anything right now.
You can go to therockband.com and suggest the Queen.
Really?
Yeah, they have a forum thread.
That would be cool. Just Queen for that, would be like, cool.
They got some awesome guitar work. Ryan May was.
There's people on there requesting Dire Straits that that I want my MTV song.
Dude, Dire Straits is awesome. If they had the Brothers in Arm like entire album, I would download that. I love Dire Straits.
How about Presidents of the United States? They only use like 3 strings on their guitars, 2 strings on their bass.
They're pretty rocking.
Make it easier. Expert mode is actually easy mode.
I'm gonna request some Simon and Garfunkel.
Easy mode, you don't even have to do anything. You just stand there and look cool. Yeah.
So. You know, the bass is like that a lot, though. I notice, like, if I'm playing bass, and like when we get like a group of 4 people together, and I'll be like, all right, I'll take bass because I'm not so good with the guitar part. I do feel like a lot, like I'm just like, doom, doom, doom.
Unless it's like Sabotage. The bass is crazy on Sabotage.
Like
the bass is harder than the guitar on Sabotage. But that's the one
Primus songs on there, man.
The weird thing about it is like you can't just do bass like single player.
Oh really? I haven't
tried like
it,
a guitar single player, there's drum single player, there's singing single player, and there's no bass single player. It's like
probably pretty boring.
Yeah.
Did they ever say what they're coming out with that was supposed to be?
No, they haven't said yet.
I was thinking, you know what they should come out with, an update for it, is just to make it a karaoke machine. So that way, like, if people do come over and they don't want to do the whole Rock Band thing, you'd still have a karaoke machine.
You know what I think would be an awesome thing if they could do?
SingStar.
And it seems like it would be...
No, take out the whole you have to hit the pitch. Just make it so that it's just an actual karaoke machine.
Karaoke Revolution actually does that.
Oh, yeah?
Like a karaoke mode where it takes all that stuff away and it takes the background vocals out if you want.
Yeah, just like just something to throw up during a party. Because not everybody, you know, wants to do the guitar and stuff or have to hit the frequency.
You might be able to do, like, practice mode on singing. I don't know if there's a practice mode for singing, but they have practice mode for the other ones. But you know what I think would be awesome if they would do for it? And I don't know if this... It seems like it might not be that difficult, but... Since they say the drum pads actually relate to, you know, like, this is the snare and this is, you know, whatever, to just have a mode where you just play, like, whatever you want. Like, you know how the drum fills, you can do whatever you want? Have, like, a whole, like,
yeah,
you can do a
fun
song of just a drum fill, and you just play whatever you want, like, to a song.
As long as it's on beat?
Even if you don't want to be on beat, like, you just want
to... something for fun?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, actually, yeah, I was describing the game to somebody, a non-gamer at work, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's an awesome game. Everybody gets an instrument that dies. He's like, oh, cool. So can you do your own songs? And I was like, well, no, you can't. He's like, there's not, like, a freestyle mode, or you can't, like, record your song? I'm like,
yeah.
No, but there should be. You're right.
I don't know how much you could do with
and
the five
buttons, like, the guitar
but...
and stuff, I understand, like, why you wouldn't. But the drums, I mean, they, you know, they say, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, the bass, and that's the snare, and that's, like, you could do...
Maybe, you could probably do it for the guitar. Maybe, like... There's a before screen, and you assign it the notes for each button, and then you could do the notes like that, kind of like Jam Session does.
It'd be pretty simple. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You could do like, you know, a 5-chord song or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, and then maybe swing it up to change it to another set of 5, and then swing it up again to switch
it
back.
Your sub row there, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You do. So you could have 10. That would be nice.
Somebody write this down.
It's done.
We're recording it.
Oh, good point.
So, that's it for me.
Contra? Yeah.
Contra I really like.
Recommend it? So I was thinking of getting it.
I started off on the easy difficulty, and it's like, it's so, the jump from easy to like, the normal difficulty is, like, so intense, because the easy difficulty, you start out with 10 guys, and anytime you pick up a powered-up weapon, it's, like, fully, okay, the power-ups aren't just, like, you get machine gun, you get laser. Number one, you can hold 2, which is really cool.
Oh, so you could switch them?
Yeah. But, like, on easy, if you pick up the machine gun, you instantly have, like, you know, 2 bullets coming out. If you pick up the spread, there's, like, 5 shots. When you move up to medium, now you only start with 5 guys, And when you pick up, like, the machine gun, it's only one bullet, and you have to pick up another machine gun to upgrade.
Wow.
So on easy, as soon as you pick up a weapon, it's fully upgraded. On, like, normal and hard, you start out with less guys, and you have to, like, actually upgrade the weapons. Plus, the enemies are a lot smarter. Like, they actually shoot, like, at better angles to try to hit you, as opposed to, like, on easy, it's, like, regular Contra, where they shoot, like, 45 or straight down. On, like, normal... On normal, they actually, like, shoot, like, in a more...
Barb goes like this, or like this. Nothing in between.
So, I think it's fun. I mean, if you like Contra, I mean, it's pretty much, like... It really harkens back to, like, you know, you're, like, playing, like... And after you beat it, you can, like, you unlock, like... I've unlocked regular Contra for the NES, but I think you can also unlock, like, Super C, and, like, there's, a bunch of Contra games in there that you can unlock. And
nice.
Once you beat it, like, I beat it on easy, so I've unlocked regular Contra, but there's also, like, challenge modes that you go through and do, and it's, like, you know, get through this much of the stage without shooting, or kill this many...
What's sad is there's probably people who just tear that shit up.
Yeah.
See? It's an achievement. Achievements in all games. It's coming and wearing.
So...
People love achievements.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on to some gaming news.
How about a very little bit of gaming
news? All right.
It's a ton. We race
through it.
All right. News.
News, news, news.
Brought to Snooze you by news. Tropicana.
What?
Orangeade.
Jack Thompson is accusing the Department of Defense and the gaming industry of getting cozy out of the public's eye. He claims the relationship is creating an entire generation of kids that think war is glamorous, cool, desirable, and conscience-free.
Out of the public's eye.
Because they're making, like, they're having game developers now make their training.
They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, and so, like...
Yeah, but now they're actually making a department that's focused just on making training simulators
but
for them.
The America's Army game was a huge ad campaign that used...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sucked. Sorry, Grant.
My brother Sam loves that game, too.
I'm talking about like the first one that came out for the PC.
Yeah.
I mean, that was nothing but a push to help get people inspired to join the military.
Yeah, isn't that the point of, like, the government is to, like, get people to think that joining the army is, like, cool? Like, awesome. They want that. Like, back, and this is in our generation, like, World War, you know, like, when we were, like, World War II or whatever, like, you have propaganda. That's, like, the point. Like, nowadays we just have media that will actually, like, cover things.
This is no different than the old time radio shows that used to have some story time where they would make it sound all glamorous and people never got shot or died there either.
And then people showed up at Normandy Beach and were like, "This is nothing like it was."
There's always women waiting for you when you come back from the military. Exactly. Like,
yeah, this isn't anything.
Women love a guy in uniform.
We love you a long time.
So instead of just buying a uniform and putting it on, we will give you one.
Jack Thompson's a fruit.
Yeah.
I think his problem is he hasn't really been in the news lately.
Yeah, he had it. Yeah. It was the end of the year, and he had to say something.
Hey, did he get disbarred? Didn't he get, like, disbarred? Did it ever come to
fruition? I don't know. It was just always this thing, like, hey, he's going to get disbarred for this crap that he did in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Florida.
I'm playing the rubber band. All right, what else?
Supposedly, according to Josh... The DS has outsold the PS2. The DS launched in 2004 and the PS2 in 2000.
Yeah, they beat them out as far as units sold.
Is this like worldwide?
Yeah, worldwide.
Not surprising. I mean, I don't know if it's actually true, but it wouldn't completely surprise me just because like people like the ratio of DS to people in Japan has got to be almost like 1-to-1.
Yeah, think about it. They've been selling almost 500,000 every month.
And then how many people
bought...
For at
least the last couple of years.
Bought the original DS, and then went and bought the Lite.
Charlie.
I have two.
Yeah.
We had three, actually, over the course. But yeah, you also have to imagine, like, you get a PlayStation for the household, you get a DS for each person in your household.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by that theory alone, and nowadays they're pushing for adults as much as kids.
Yeah, it's hardcore with the adults
I bought one for my mom...
Ashley wants to get those word coaches because she wants to get the French one and stuff.
Yeah.
They got that damn memory thing that they always see on the...
Oh, yeah, they are pushing it for the people with the memory issues. Dude, that's the only...
Does this ever happen to you?
I see that more than...
The Vision one, yeah, now that they have now.
I see that more than traditional games.
Yeah, it's always the guy like, honey, this is a...
you needed it to know DS. That solves your problems.
But you know what? That is brilliant on Nintendo's... They're like, hey, we're missing a whole huge segment of the market.
People with bad memory.
People who have to commute to work. They need something to do on the bus or the train.
Somebody should make a commercial carpool with that guy going to the store and like, what the hell was I going to buy? Damn, I forget. And then he's like picking up a PSP or something.
Yeah, kudos to them.
Yeah. It's amazing. And within like 3 years, they beat out a console that's been selling well for 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people first bought the PlayStation just because it was a DVD player.
Yeah.
So...
I got my PlayStation 1 just because it was a CD player. I was like, man, this is going to be awesome.
I can watch things with JPEGs.
Yeah. I'm actually, one of the reasons why I want a PS3 is just for the Blu-ray.
Yeah,
that's why I bought mine. I
got to get it because Lost is coming out. They got season 3 on Blu-ray.
Although I am concerned because the Blu-ray, I actually went online and I was looking at the price of the Blu-ray movies and I'm like, God. Damn, those are expensive.
Yeah,
the list price is always like $45, and then they actually sell it for $30, and I'm like, I would never buy a movie for $45.
And who is selling it at $45?
Yeah,
I'm sure like FYE or like
the stuff used.
Now, does Netflix do Blu-ray? I heard they were going to, or they do.
I don't know if Netflix does.
But
I heard Netflix was doing both Blu-ray and HD DVD.
I refuse to convert, so I haven't really looked into it.
I'm converting. I'm going to both. Because I believe that's where the future is, in both.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Then eventually I'll have a hybrid player that plays in both.
There already is hybrid players, but they're like it's more expensive to buy a hybrid player than to buy a Blu-ray and an HD DVD player.
But it'd save you on the HDMI port, because I only got two on the back of my TV.
How many things do you have that have HDMI on it?
I'm going to have, if I get the PS3, and then, well, I guess that'd be two. So.
Yeah.
Because
your Xbox doesn't.
Yeah.
Mine does, man.
Mine does.
How can you possibly play?
That's what, really? Yeah. Oh, that's right. You see?
It doesn't look that much different than component. I don't think.
I don't know. Well, what sucks, though,
but
is
it's also carrying the audio, too, isn't it? I mean, is the audio supposed to be better coming out of HDMI than through the component? Because the component audio is just a regular RCA red and white.
It does.
It does, but I actually use an optical cable for my audio so I can plug it through my surround sound. Because I don't want to bother plugging the TV to the... Yeah, it does.
You plug the TV back into your receiver, and it does the same.
I guess I could.
But the thing that sucks, though, is like the HDMI is also supposed to carry controller instructions as well, so that you can only use one controller. But the thing that sucks is my TV is a Sony, my HD DVD player is a Toshiba, and my receiver is a Samsung. And none of the controllers have like the other options. Like, I can't turn my TV on with my fucking HD DVD thing. And they all have different software, so it's like, yeah, you can use that HDMI controller setup, but only if it's a Toshiba to a Toshiba.
See, that's one of the things that's going to suck, because if I buy a PS3, I'm going to have to buy the controller, because there's no infrared ports on a PS3, so you can't use like a...
Can't use the controller?
Well, you could, but I heard it's awkward to use the controller too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Navigate through a movie. But there's no infrared port, so there's no way to program a regular remote control to work off. It has to be Blu-ray. I mean, not Blu-ray.
Bluetooth,
there you go. See? Look at me talking. What's the rest of the news?
Xbox Live has been sucking for, like, the last month.
And people are on vacation.
Are you getting a rebate of, like, $10 for this?
$10? Wouldn't it be, like, $4?
Yeah.
Everybody should get a free game.
But actually, right after we started recording this, Xbox went on and said, it's fixed.
Is it? Yeah.
That's what they've been saying. You can tell when they're having problems, because just on Xbox.com, like, it'll take forever to load up like your profile or look at stuff like your friends list and things like that. And it's actually running a little bit faster right now than it was before.
Yeah, but see, I think it's Microsoft's whole network, because my Zoom
They said it was everything. The Zoom
Microsoft
would be messed
Live.
Up.
Yeah, because my Zoom, I was trying to sync it up the other day, and when it was signing me in, it took like 10 minutes to sign in.
Because I think it's like Xbox Live ID that's messed up or something, and that's probably fucking up everything.
Passport system.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, when I got Call of Duty 4 the other day, we were having a hard time getting into games. Like, it'd be like, can't find a game, or drop out of games.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying.
Yeah, I couldn't even chat, just doing a chat through the dashboard last week.
And somebody was saying, I don't know if this is true, but World of Warcraft was messed up and playing with the PlayStation Network, but I haven't seen anybody back that up, so.
Are you always bringing your unsubstantiated rumors in
here? Hey, just throwing it out there. It's good to spread
rumors. The internet is dying. The tubes are all blocked.
Yeah. Somebody sending me an internet.
It's too many dump trucks, man. That's what it was. Everybody's checking out Two Cups, One Girl.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you?
Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one cup. What did I say? Two cups, one girl. She's going into massive overload. Did you guys watch that yet?
No.
I was at work the other day, staying late to do something, and somebody came in and they're like, you gotta watch it. I'm like, no, but the person I was with, they were like, I wanna see it. So I punched it up and looked away, and the person I was with was like, okay, no, turn it off. And I'm like, I'm not looking at the screen, I can't click the X.
And then you hear the dry heat.
Somebody described it to me, and I was like, why would you even watch that? He's like, dude, they snuck it on a link. I didn't even know what it was. I just heard two girls. It sounded interesting enough. I didn't get anything.
It starts off lesbian.
There's one that's, like, apparently grosser called Two Girls, One Finger. If anybody wants to go check it out, I heard it's even grosser.
Why do people do this?
You guys ever heard of Lemon Party? Well, I showed you guys the Lemon Party thing, right? It's just this picture of these three old dudes having sex. Well, 30.
That sounds great.
And then somebody made this awesome commercial of how Lemon Party got started, and it comes out with like this Kool-Aid.
I don't understand why you know all this stuff.
It's just one of those weird internet things like Tub Girl and stuff and Goatsy.
I'd seen Goatsy, that I still want to punch the person in the face that showed me that.
What's funny
I've
is.
I've never seen Tub Girl.
Goatsy's got like. It's not just that one picture. He's got a series of them where he's just in his backyard taking all these pictures of him just, you know, spreading it.
Yeah, that's great.
But 30 Rock actually made a Lemon Party reference the other day. Because you know how he calls, what's her face, Lemon?
Miss Lemon.
And so he's having a party with her family. And her dad goes, because the guy, what's his face, Alex Baldwin's like, I'll pay for dinner. He's like, no. It wouldn't be a Lemon Party unless an old man was paying for dick or something like that. Because the guy's named Richard or something on the show. But... It wouldn't be a Lemon Party without
Dick.
That's
obscure.
But it was pretty funny. Me and Ashley were just like, oh my god, did they just make a Lemon Party joke? But it was funny.
No, I was like, oh my god, why does Josh keep talking about all this stuff when we were over at your house the other day? And you're like, look at this picture! Why?
You know, like when something stinks, you want somebody else to smell it. Or something tastes bad. You're like, taste this, it's disgusting.
What does this have to do with gaming?
Yeah, moving on.
What's next on the agenda? I wasn't given an agenda.
It's online.
The internet is not working. I thought we already established that like 5 minutes ago.
No, it's dying. It's still out there, though.
It's almost kaput.
Roundtable?
Yeah, what were we doing? The thing I suggested?
What are we looking forward to in 2008? What do we hope it'll bring?
Josh is looking forward to Lemon Party.
Lemon Party video game.
Yeah. Nice.
It's going to be a good one. Goatsy makes an appearance on it.
Ooh.
On there.
That'll be a 360 exclusive.
103. Yeah, why I'd be concerned for 2008 is what's coming out for Xbox 360. They haven't like said much. There's like what? Army of Two, Grand
Army
Theft Auto.
Army of Two, Grand Theft Auto.
Cobsep Saga.
Is that
Dark
coming at 360?
Sector comes out in... like middle of January, but I haven't seen much about it other than like a big blitz on it like a while back.
Fallout?
There's a couple multiplayer
Fallout 3
games, yeah. Legend, The Box or whatever, looks pretty cool.
Is that...
It's multi-platform, PS3, 360, PC.
Is that supposed to be like the I Am Legend movie?
No, it's actually, you're a guy that like opens up Pandora's Box.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what's that game on the computer?
Hellraiser?
Hellgate.
No. Hellgate, kind of like that. Like it's just this mythical hell on earth, and you've got to kill things.
Not mythical.
It's an FPS.
Yeah.
Made by the Gamecock Studios.
The dudes who took away the limelight from what's his face, Bioshock guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys.
Is there a Time Splitters game coming out?
That came out. I don't know. on DS?
I don't know.
I don't know. But they haven't made any announcements like great, like, I mean, like 2007, it was just like almost monthly.
What about Banjo-Kazooie? Well, that's the only reason why I want to keep my 360, man.
What? Like, seriously?
Yes.
That's cool.
I like the Banjo-Kazooie
games. You're kind of coming into the doldrums now, because it's always like the first, you know, quarter of the year is just a big...
Super Smash Brothers.
They had their wave, and now we're hitting the...
Yeah.
And then we'll probably...
Yeah, Halo Wars. Man, I haven't heard any more. Is there a date on that yet?
No. Come on. Those guys update their fucking site like...
Supposedly Alan Wake.
What's it, 6 months? Alan Wake.
Oh, no.
It's not quite Duke Nukem.
Yeah. It's getting there, though.
Which might come out this year. Duke Nukem.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Now.
They just released that trailer the other week.
I was at least hoping for some, like... It should have at least had some killer-ass graphics.
Yeah, biggest disappointment for the end of 2007.
What was that, like PlayStation 1 graphics?
Did they show the actual game in the trailer?
It was
a couple clips of it.
Maybe.
The character model didn't even look that great. I mean...
It was terrible.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was pre-rendered shit, it was like terribly pre-rendered shit.
Mercenaries 2?
World
in Flames.
Never heard of it. What's that about? Sounds like a flying game.
That's Mercenaries 2.
It's a subtitle.
Yeah, there's some games coming out. Fallout 3, definitely. Army of Two.
Yeah, I heard that went back to the drawing board because it was a complete ass when their review copy went out.
Which one's that?
Army of Two. Like, magazines were like,
Is that why it got pushed back?
Yeah, this game's horrible. And so EA was like, we'll take that back.
Yeah, I like that they took it back like 2 weeks before it was supposed to be on the shelf.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a second.
Apparently, according to what the people were saying about the reviews, it was just awful. It was generic gameplay, the co-op system wasn't that good.
Yeah.
All in all, it was just ass.
Smash Brothers, February.
Oh yeah, that was supposed to come out this year too, wasn't it?
Finally, Smash Brothers will come out, and then my won't play anything other than the Wii for a long time after.
Kingdom Under Fire, pretty cool. Anyone download the demo for that? It's supposed to come out.
What's that a game?
It's Kingdom Under Fire was a series on the Xbox. It was like a strategy, like fantasy strategy game. They're coming out with Kingdom Under Fire: Circle of Doom for the 360, which is an action like hack and slash version of that. Yeah, it's pretty generic fare, but
just still role playing game, but
it has role playing elements. Yeah.
Is Infamous for the PS3 supposed to come out this year?
Is that the
that was like the Crackdown, like darker Crackdown that they showed at the E3?
Oh, is that the one where you had like more of a superpowers?
Yeah,
yeah, that one looked pretty fucking tight.
Hey, what about that Haze game?
I think that
supposedly got pushed back again. That's the rumor right now, but it is supposed to come out this year. But now it's kind of, like, later.
You mean 2008?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's still 2007.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It won't be by the time you put this on.
Oh.
Oh, what are you talking about? Put this out tonight.
Oh.
Man. Painful. But it definitely, like, PS3's library is going to be probably be a good time to start getting a PlayStation 3.
It's open.
Yeah?
Metal Gear.
I don't know. My whole thing is, anymore, there's not really that many, exclusives.
Yeah, I can't believe PS3's been letting all that stuff go. I mean, they get, like, one developer, two developers in-house, and that's about it.
That Little Big Planet got pushed back. I don't know how. I don't know how something like that would get pushed back. I mean, it's going to come out in 08, but not until the fall.
Wow, that thing looked like it was done.
It got pushed back because it doesn't... I don't understand it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a game at all to me.
Doesn't make sense.
It's like Forge, man. Come on, get with the times.
Yeah, but for a game that like all the press is hyping about, any video I've seen just seems terribly uninteresting.
I thought the videos looked cool, but I was just like, I want to see how I actually play it because it's like apparently you control each hand with the thumbsticks or something.
Yeah, but you've got to build like you're supposed to build all those levels.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna build those levels.
Oh, come on, don't be lazy.
If I'm paying for a game, we should have some levels in it.
Don't worry, just let the game settle for like 2 weeks, and then those kids who have nothing to do will put out all the levels, and hopefully they'll be...
I mean, it's truly going to be a shared game. I mean, but like, I was reading Unreal Tournament for the PS3. You have to have like a memory card to transfer those things around. You can't download them.
Oh, what? That's terrible.
I mean, not a Sony memory card per se, but like a flash drive or a memory stick or something. So like, you can't just like download new level. Like, if you made a level for UT3 on your PS3, you couldn't just send it to your buddy. It has to be, like, cooked. There's, like, another piece of software that has to come out to convert it. And I don't know if you make them on your PC and then upload them to the PS.
Oh, I think I did hear about that. Yeah, like you have to buy a software for your PC or whatever, or get software for the PC and then build it on there, and then.
So I mean, how's it going to work on Little Big? Like,
wow.
Am I just going
to
be dragging?
Well, you might be able to. You might be able to save because I know
it should be an in-game thing. I mean, the
even with like the Wii, they're saying like with Smash Brothers, I have to go back to it because it's the only one that Nintendo is actually going to have online ever. But the like, I mean, they're promising a lot of online stuff with this game, like, a lot. And, like, one of the things is, like, you can make levels and send them to people over the Wi-Fi network, and they said Nintendo is going to pick one level a day and send it. Like, if you can click a box that says, "Lit Nintendo, send me stuff."
It's a little too much, isn't it? One a day?
Whatever, I mean, it's...
Well, technically, they're just using in-game assets, so it would just be a small key that ties it all together.
Yeah. It seems like it would get...
So, I mean, I'm sure, like, Little Big Planet would be able to do the same thing if it's just going to work. Just whatever, like, you just put these items that are already in the game wherever you want, and that's how they work it, then.
I don't know. Still, jury's still out for me on this whole sharing of stuff across game systems.
You never learn to share.
And Home? That hopefully that'll come out in 2008?
Whatever. Second Life for my PS3.
When I first saw it, I thought it looked fairly cool, and then the more I hear about it, I'm like, you gotta pay for that, you gotta pay for that. Like,
oh, you mean like buying the clothes, like, buying your furniture?
Yeah. Can you do the bowling? Like, because we saw the one look like there's a bowling. Like, I'm not gonna pay to have my virtual guy bowl.
You gotta pay for that. Your shoes? You gotta pay for your
I'll just be the naked guy that walks around. Dude, you're offending me. Hey, tell him to put some clothes on here for free.
Help a brother out. Give me a couple creds.
Is there no homeless people allowed?
You can, like, go into, like, other people's, like, dumpsters outside of their home and, like, get their used clothes.
You know, that would be cool. If they put an aspect like that, like, if you were tired of something, you put it in your virtual dumpster outside and somebody else could pick through it.
That's, it gives also, you your credits back.
And that just made me think that No More Heroes game is coming out for the theater. That might be cool.
That game looks fucking... That's the Star
Apparently
Wars
you can get clothes by going through the dumpster in that game. I saw that in a video the other day.
Does that game have force powers? Because that's all it needs, and it'll be the Star Wars.
No, it doesn't have force powers.
That'd be the Star Wars game that everybody wants. Because I'm telling you, George Lucas is going to
screw it up. Do you say Star that way intentionally?
Star Wars?
Star Wars?
I thought I said it fine.
No.
Just like when you're drinking milk.
Because I swear that every day, every podcast, you say Star Wars at least once.
I sound like I'm saying Star Wars just like you.
Do you not listen to this podcast?
I do. I have to listen to it before I put it out.
Josh doesn't like R's at the end of words, apparently.
I do like at the end of words. Woods. That was terrible.
That was.
It was.
Yeah.
I'd like the end of the world.
One thing I'd like to see on 360 games in the future, and some games have started doing this, is that the achievements actually do something good for you. Like in Mass Effect, certain achievements will give you certain bonuses. Like you got the one where you're rich. Like first time you get 1,000,000 credits, it unlocks a special class of stuff that you can now buy. Like when you get the hardcore gamer, you get an extra 10% bonus on all your experience points, stuff like that.
Now that I'd would like be,
achievements that actually help you.
Yeah.
Actually,
force people to want to get those things.
The ones in Drake's Fortune do that. Like, as you unlock a certain level of, like,
I'm tired of hearing about this Drake's Fortune.
Like, you can unlock new costumes, you can unlock bonus content, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just a neat way for them to tie them all into one thing to make me want to go back and play the game again.
It's a good idea.
Like I say, it may end up being a 10 or 20-hour game, but I'm definitely going to go back and play it now.
I think all games like that involve any kind of shooting aspect, you should be able to go back after you've beaten it and use like your fully upgraded guy from the beginning. That's the only way I ever like Resident Evil 4. Like I've played Resident Evil 4 like 10 times. I absolutely love that game, but it's awesome because you beat it and then you can go back to the beginning and you can have all your guns and stuff right from the start, and like sure it makes it easier, but it's still fun to like go through the beginning level with like
just
this
smash
gun
people.
My personal theory is that if I'm gonna play a video game, I want to do so because I want to feel like a superhero, so don't make me work too hard. I mean, I like a challenge, don't me? But yeah, if I've beaten the game and I've proven my merit, so to speak, I should be able to just have god mode unlocked essentially to feel like an uber badass the next time I play.
Yeah,
it makes playing it through the second time a little bit more.
Yeah, because otherwise I just go through the beginning, and the beginning is the beginning again. It's like, no, this is kind of okay. Now, you know, he's wearing a police department uniform. All right, la-di-da. Like, I would prefer to, like, go back and be like, okay, now I can have this gun that, like, I've spent all this money upgrading it. By the time you get to the end of the game, my pistol's, like, super awesome. And then it's like, well, now it's done. Like, I want to start the game again with the pistol that's awesome. I keep turning.
Mass Effect does that. In fact, what they do is they give you everybody else's weapons that were on your team. And so you just got, like, too many weapons. And you're like, God damn, I got to sell all these things now.
It's rough.
Yeah. You guys think the Wii's going to keep selling like it is?
Yes, because people are sheep.
I'm telling you, Nintendo really wised up with this last generation of hardware. They dropped the ball on the 64 and the GameCube.
Which is disappointing because I still stand by the 64 as being... Like, the GameCube, I had, but I'm not going to say obviously it wasn't the best, but I had it just because I liked the Mario and the Zelda. But the 64 was a better system than the PlayStation.
Nope.
And this is why. Now I'm going to put it out there. This is why the Wii is doing well now. PlayStation 1 came out. Games look like ass. But, and most of them were garbage games, but their whole advertisement was, look at how many games we have, and they're cheaper than the Nintendo 64, because games for the Nintendo 64 were expensive anyway. But then now Nintendo comes out, and they're like, look, our stuff's cheaper. We got a whole bunch of stuff you can do, or you can go buy a 360 for, you know, $400 and pay $10 extra for your games and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it doesn't matter if the quality of the games are super awesome. If you're putting more of them out there, people are like, oh, it seems like a better deal because people are stupid.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, the 64 failed for a number of reasons, but the theory is sound. Basically, having a bigger library is an ideal thing, but they're also the way they're marketing it to the adults. I mean, when the Wii came out, they got on Oprah and got Oprah's like seal of approval. She's like, oh, this is a great thing for everybody.
Yeah, it's like hip to have a Wii.
So when somebody like Oprah and like fucking Dr. Phil are talking about this game system,
yeah,
which is a game system, it's fun, it's a toy. They're not in the same, as much as Reggie Philomayo, whatever, might want to consider himself a hardcore company, they're not in the same league as the 360 or the PS3 because that's not who they're targeting. They're targeting everybody, and they're selling to everybody, and they should appreciate that because it's making the company a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the software, like you predicted Mario Galaxy was going to blow away Halo. Not even close. And the
sales for Mario Galaxy will continue a lot longer than sales for Halo will continue.
What's sad, though, is like Metroid had the same problem, Zelda had the same problem. It's like they aren't doing it, and Wii Play is, like, blowing them all out of the water.
They don't advertise their other games, though. Like, Metroid was a really good game. There was no like, a week before it came out, they were like, Metroid's coming out next week, and it was like, the people who they where the marketing was were people who already like video games would have already known.
Yeah.
The thing, like, Nintendo's not catering to their hardcore crowd because they don't have to.
And they're not catering these games to their casual gamer crowd either. They're throwing out the Wii Play and Wii Fitness to those people, and they're like, oh, we've got these other games, which you guys wouldn't be interested.
But people will eventually get around to them. I mean, somebody's going to try out Mario. I mean, well, everybody's going to play Mario that gets the Wii eventually. But something like Metroid.
It's awesome.
I don't know. My son loves it. I haven't played it yet, but he's having a blast with it.
And Metroid actually has achievements. They're not called achievements, but Metroid has
Wii points.
They're like medals that pop up in if you do like so many things, you know, you get a little medal that pops up on the screen, and you can use those to like
and I
get,
bet you like those,
extra
those.
Stuff.
You like those.
And you can trade them with people over the Wi-Fi network. So I mean, I don't care. I don't go for achievements, but I haven't even beaten Metroid.
But there's stuff that comes out on the Wii that I never even heard of. Like I said, I saw the whatever Dancing with the Stars Wii game the other day. I'm like, what? Where did this come from? Who buys this? But
they have like Super Gingerbread Man and
Super Gingerbread. I mean, there is some real just shovel that's been pushed out on it.
Does he need to be super?
Well, it's not super. He's like Ninja Gingerbread Man or something. I don't know.
Gingerbread Man. The games that you wouldn't hear, you wouldn't see these in a magazine anywhere because they wouldn't even bother to give them the time of day. But somebody for $20 is going to buy that game and think it's fine. They're not going to know any better because they're not a gamer. I mean, they're not a hardcore gamer. They don't care. But yeah, you know, more power to them. Good for them for broadening the market. Eventually, these people might evolve into true gamers.
Have you played the Resident Evil? I heard you talking about the Ghost Squad. Have you played the Resident Evil?
I have it. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, you have, but you haven't opened it.
I got it for Christmas, and I am.
Cause that
the house one or whatever, or the it's like part one, but they take you through on rails.
No,
it's like all of them.
Yeah, it's the Chronicles. It's supposed to start on like day one and go through like the whole storyline and integrate like a lot of different characters. It's allegedly you replace some of the boss battles that you would have played, but like from a different perspective. But
see, I heard that was actually supposed to be a little better than Ghost Squad.
But it's, it's more of a game. Yeah, I mean, Ghost Squad is strictly an on-rail shooter. There's no, you know, you've got multiple, you know, do you want to go save the president or do you want to go kill the terrorist? That's like the only path thing you get in Ghost Squad. Umbrella Chronicles is supposed to be like multiple paths and actual, it's pretty much on rails, but like you can go through different courses and whatnot. It's, I think, like a 20-hour long game.
Wow.
It's not like a one-sitting kind of thing. But it's, if you're, especially if you're a Resident Evil fan, it's supposed to tie up a lot of the things and like give you different viewpoints on it.
I'm not. I love Resident Evil 4. I went back to try to play some of the other ones, and I'm like, fucking run forward.
That's the thing. Like, I, since the first Resident Evil came out, I mean, that to me was like one of the best games ever for the PlayStation. It was a system seller. But like trying to play it now, it's like,
I got on the DS and I actually beat it on the DS. Without needing the manual.
See, I bought it for, I actually went back like after that. I got Resident Evil 4 and bought it for the GameCube. Because the GameCube version was actually supposed to be really good. Like,
it's supposed to be cleaned up.
Yeah, right? Like, but I still was like, I can't do this.
The whole tank control scheme where you're, you know, on a little pedestal and rotating to, again, after playing games that have evolved the gameplay that much, it's just like, oh, why did we ever appreciate this? It's a better memory than I got.
Oh, I'm going to put this out there. This is kind of off topic, but control related. Call of Duty 4, one of the things I really like, and I don't know if a lot of games do this. And
sprint button.
Well, that is pretty nice, but
2008, bring some sprint buttons.
The when you do like one player, I'm sure it doesn't work in the multiplayer. I don't know. I haven't played it, but like if you slightly click the trigger, you auto like lock on to the people.
Like, if you're
like, instead of hitting the aim button, like, instead of holding the aim button, if you're close to a guy and you just tap the aim button, it'll aim to the guy.
It's got an auto-aim on it?
So, it's not like auto-aim, like, in some games you just shoot and your guy, like, looks and starts
you
hitting the people.
You have to be actually pointing near them.
You get kind of close him, and you have to tap the button, and then it'll, like, go to him. I like it.
Basically, just like a little refinement button.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just tap your controller over and actually shoot him?
I like it.
I always forget about it. Like, I didn't know about it until I played the single player in the first level. They tell you about it. I hardly ever use it, though.
Does it work in the multiplayer?
I don't know. I haven't played the multiplayer since I played the single player. It seems like they would be
good for making the game more accessible to non,
you know, first-person shooter guys.
Well, like even me. Like, I like first-person shooters, and I play them, but I'm certainly not the best at them. I don't play them frequently enough to say that I'm, like, great. But something like that would inspire me to, you know, feel like I was maybe a little more competitive. Less of a handicap. More, just something to give you a handicap.
And I hope in GTA 4 that they change the save system. I don't want to have to go back to my house all the time.
House, yeah.
I'm always like, oh, there's a mission right here, or I'll drive halfway across town to go save my game because I might die.
Yeah. And you got to go buy those properties, man. That's what it's all about.
They're $10,000 each. I live in the hood.
I'm hoping...
I live in my dead mother's house.
I'm hoping, like, they'll bring more games with, like... Because, like, I wouldn't mind seeing a game where, like... That was kind of like a sandbox, but like a first-person shooter, like a Halo. But it's just you just have like a block of street, but every building like you could blow the walls up so people can't be camping inside. And then you throw a grenade and it blows a hole, and you just go inside and start attacking them from a different angle.
You always are looking for the totally destructible environment.
It'd be really interesting.
But see, the only downfall of that is that once you've destroyed the city, like what are you gonna do?
Well, there'd be a timed game though, so.
Crisis, pretty destructive environments and that thing.
Yeah,
but nobody can run it.
Nobody can run it.
People can run it. They just can't run it at its full thing.
Good job.
So your problem with your destructible environment, you blow a hole in the wall. You know that was a load bearing wall. That whole building has to come down now.
So then you have to like wait a month for the construction crew in the local town to rebuild.
No, restarts on the next game.
Oh.
And you can get creative. Like say there's like a foam pole outside. Blow up the foam pole and it comes crashing down.
Was it Stranglehold?
Huh?
Yeah. A stranglehold, you could knock over the poles.
Oh, would it? No, I didn't know that.
Shoot watermelons.
It'd be fun.
There were a lot of watermelons.
I've never been. I only played the demo, but there's so much effing fruit in that town. I was splattering watermelons and cantaloupes left and right.
There's a watermelon in Call of Duty 4. They make you stab it in the when they're training you.
Oh, right.
Stab this watermelon.
That's like Army, whatever it was, that Army game. Didn't you do that in that also?
I don't know.
I think you shoot them or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess watermelons are like bodies or something. It's the red. It's
supposed to be like the skull.
But I hope they start making more games with fucking... Come on, bring out the customizable controls.
Spread them out some more, too. I don't want this...
Yeah, everything in November.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of good games in November.
Could have used some of those some other months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's they gotta sell more of them, and November is the time. They're not gonna market them in November after they came out in June, like for the Christmas push. Like,
yeah, that's like an industry thing they've been doing for years. It's just
stupid industry.
Like you would think by now they would say, "Hey, we could still make money all year long if we just
time
yeah.
this a little bit." Yeah, like the movie theater does well in the summer. Kids would want to play video games in the summer. They're home from school. They're not gonna be
yeah,
outside
be
all
the best
time.
Hey, shut up! I don't want to hear you whine about you got nothing to do.
Then sit down and play Wii Fit. Get some exercise, Patty.
I wonder if that's going to do well in this country.
Everybody's hyping it, man. Like all the podcasts I listen to, everybody's.
I
want to
see. I want to see if they actually come out with other games that use the board, like not fitness games. Like if there's like Tony Hawk or SX Blur or something like.
Or Halo.
Although I'd be afraid that if I tried to play like Tony Hawk or something on it, that I'd like break it because I'd be like pushing all weird or jumping on.
Yeah, I don't like, know how sturdy that thing is. Like Japanese people are kind of tiny. I don't know if they're really.
What about sumo?
Is this thing made for like an American general public?
Yeah, that's what they should have tested by sumos.
I don't know if they're going to switch the. I think it's actually that's the other thing. I don't know if they're going to like do anything different for it in America because I think in Japan it's like weight tested up to like 300 pounds. What's like, there's a lot of people in this country who weigh more than 300
pounds.
Yeah,
sit down and do it.
I think that's defeating the purpose.
It'll come with a ground extender to bring it up more to your level.
Yeah,
so
well,
while you're sitting.
That, I mean, yeah, you're looking at it. I mean, a lot of Americans, 300 pounds is probably like an average now for
really?
Adults.
Really? No,
no. 300 pounds is a really big person.
That would be
I'm
a
just
pretty
saying.
Big person.
You're probably, if you're 300 pounds, you're probably not going to buy Wii Fit. But
you'll order it
with the raging obesity problem in the U.S. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd say the average is probably high 100s, early or beginning.
Just
240?
For men?
Really?
I don't know what anybody
I'd say
in this
200s would be the average.
I'm bringing the average way down.
I'm not talking just fat. I mean height and muscle and whatnot.
Yeah, we are getting taller and
I'm not
muscular.
I'm not getting any taller.
No, Andy's.
This is about
have you guys seen Bella? Bella's as tall as me, and she's 15. Her feet are size 11.
Tell them Big Macs.
Wow.
You would think
Big Macs
those
are
kids wouldn't grow because you don't feed them any meat.
They call her Wookiee at school.
No onions, extra sauce.
Seriously. They do that to her
oh,
in the hall.
Oh, that is wrong.
They sit there, hey, Chewbacca.
Why do you send her to that private school?
Hey, shouldn't you? The jerkiness will mold her into a good person.
That's what you guys say all the time.
Very Nietzsche-esque.
When you're picking on those kids at the house.
You got it, man. She wants to be a writer. You got to give her something to write about. You think, what's his face? What the hell's that guy, that comedian, his sister? David.
What the hell was he talking about?
Nah. He's always on NPR.
David Alan Green?
Nah, the gay guy who writes all those books about his family. His sister.
David Sedaris?
Sedaris, yeah. Yeah. He's coming from a fucked up family. So it's like, got to give him that kind of stuff.
Is that the guy who did Running with Scissors?
I think so, yeah.
That was a sucky movie.
His sister is, in
Amy Sedaris.
Yeah, Strangers with Candy, is that
yeah.
what it was?
Strangers
oh,
with Candy.
She's the girl?
Yeah. I'm Jerry Blank.
That show's hilarious.
Did you already do, like, what you think the game of the year is? Have you said that already?
No.
Did I miss that?
I don't know what the game of the year
is. Drake's Fortune.
If I play Drake's Fortune, it might be.
I'm going to throw that out there.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say
no,
Android.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
It's definitely not Halo, just in case anybody's thinking.
It's not
Halo 3.
It's not. I have not played Halo 3, so.
There's nothing new about Halo 3.
I really enjoyed
I've played it on
I mean,
the
maybe
multiplayer
I'm not a, big
a little
fan,
bit.
I enjoyed it more than somebody who would be like a real fan of the series was. But
there was nothing to it. The biggest.
Wait, I want to know what Eric has.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Come on, Eric.
BioShock.
What?
But a lot of magazines and online publications.
BioShock is
most overhyped game.
Hands down the best game I've played. Like Mario Galaxy is close because I'm more of a platform person, so I like platformers more than shooters, so I love Mario Galaxy, but BioShock was like the graphics were awesome, the controls were awesome, like the different ways you could go about doing it wasn't like oh, I have to just run through or you know, it's like oh,
but didn't you always end up just killing them the same way? I guess I didn't. I guess, yeah, because I always constantly use different... No, I
if they're in the water, you zap the water, you go up and punch them in the face.
I mean, I always killed the big daddies the same way, but...
I didn't. They seem to get stronger.
I killed them with love. Hugs.
Ready to hug it out.
Yeah.
And then they'd be
BioShock.
Like...
I really, really liked BioShock.
Really? I was disappointed, I guess, because...
I mean, I could also go Rock Band...
Rock Band, yeah. That'd Rock be Band the best multiplayer game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Even one player, like, I just play the drums all the time. But I'm like, oh, look at me. I'm...
Like, do you guys get your family in it?
Yeah, I mean,
Rock Then Band... I try to play with one hand like I was in Def Leppard.
That game, as far as, like, I like party games of all types. I mean, like, I like the Mario Party series. I didn't really like the one for the Wii, but I'll try just about any style, like, party game to get people together, seen it, whatnot. But Rock Band was, like, the most fun that a group of people would have together, like really feeling like you're awesome. I mean, even the people that weren't that good at doing whatever, like, hey, we're gonna stick you on the drums because I don't know how to play that well, so I'll let you suck. Like, after a few songs, you start to get it, you're like, yeah, man, I am rocking this shit
out. Now.
Major problem with the Rock Band, though. One major problem is that if you actually do like a band where it's like you have to play on hard to unlock more stuff, and it's like if you just get a group of like casual people together, like you're not gonna upgrade these people to hard. Like, I have a hard enough time playing some, like, I can't do the drums on hard, I can't sing on fucking easy, so
I know when we played at Josh's house for that like 8 or 12 hours straight that one time, like, we just played the same like 10 songs like over and over again. But, like, you know, why are there more songs?
You guys helped unlock a lot because you guys were playing on medium.
Yeah, we unlocked a lot of crap, like groupies or roadies and
but you also unlocked a lot of songs because we maxed out the easy stuff. And
but see, that's the other thing about like why the downloadable content is so important to that game, because number one, there's the songs, it just doesn't feel like a lot because you keep doing them until you unlock more. Yeah. But even once you unlock them all, it's really not that many.
Yeah.
So, but then it's the downloadable content, at least, like, that's the good thing, is like as soon as you download it, it's in like band mode. If you pay for it, you know, can do it in band mode. Yeah.
So you can see, that's cool, because like, yeah, I don't know how many times we played friggin' In Bloom or...
Oh my god, the Weezer song.
The Weezer song. The Yeah Yeahs.
Just because I was like, alright, I don't see anything else.
I can play the Weezer song on Expert on drum. No, I played that song so fucking
hard. Oh, really?
Because like when Renee started, get mine she back was doing drums playing. And she was only doing easy. She couldn't get past easy on drums. So I was like, alright, well, let's rotate and I'll try drums. And I got her up to medium on some songs, and then we finally started getting more. And I was like, God forbid when we get to hard, because I can't do the drums.
Oh, no.
Does it get easier when you get in the hard? Like, because it's more of the timing instead of, like, all right, that hi-hat every once in a while.
See, some songs...
The drum fill.
Some songs, I think, are, like... But other songs, it's just, like the harder difficulties are just so much, like...
God, Cheryl
didn't even
sucks.
Make any sense, the drums on that thing.
No. Yeah, that was awful.
It's like Billy Corbin came in and was like, I just want to make it difficult, man.
My favorite song is, Ballroom Blitz, medium drums, is my favorite song in the entire game. It is so fun because it's like it actually feels like you're going along for the most part.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I always just like the songs where you're on, like, I guess the red and the yellow pedal or pads a lot, and then you go over to like
the crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to get now where I'll do the crossover.
Oh. Before I was
like, this arm does these two, this arm does these two. Now I'm like getting a little more like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, bam.
And you're changing up the star.
I also, the one thing I don't understand.
It's not like, you're more like,
I don't think the, I don't know if, like, the difficulty is scaled, like, where they say, like, these are, like, the impossible songs. Maybe they get, like, super hard, like, on, like, Expert, but, like, okay, Flirting with Disaster is, like, one of the bottom songs, and that Rush song is one of the bottom songs. Medium, I can 5-star those easy, like, without even blinking, but then, like, 2 or 3 groups up, there's, like, that Greengrass and High Tide song, I can barely beat that song, like, on Medium, so it's, like... Maybe those songs on, like, Hard or Expert are, like, ridiculously unbelievable.
Yeah.
But on Medium, they're easier to me than some of the higher ones.
All right. So you think 2008 will be, like, downloadable content type of year?
Oh.
Because it seems like everybody's ramping up to that.
Even Nintendo. Their Wii is already out in Japan. It's got to come here eventually.
Yeah, they can upgrade that hard drive space or let you use an external.
Yeah, they do. That's got to come quick, too.
I downloaded a couple... like Neo Geo games, and now I got like one of those TurboGrafx CD games. That's gonna be like 100 megs, almost there. That's gonna go quick with new content.
And they use USB ports on the Wii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they've got their stuff DRM to where like I've got a 1 gig SD card in there, but you can't play off the card.
Yeah, that's the other thing this week. You can't play off the card. That.
So like, if I can just put my games on, you can put them on there. You can drag them, drop them. It's very convenient. But once I take them out of my main screen, whatever the system area, I have to put them back if I want to play them. So I can't just play straight from the card. Just sell a locked card.
Seems like the card would be fast enough, too.
It's, well, if they would just, and I'm sure they can do this, just make a way to tie the card to the machine.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people trading, like, hey, I bought all these games. You take them now. I understand that. But just have the card tied to the machine to where only that registered machine can play the games, like the Xbox does.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, if I put all my arcade games on a memory card and bring them to your house, you can't play them unless I'm logged in. They could easily do that for the...
Oh, no, can't you?
Nope.
Yeah. I guess because you're bringing the whole home. Yeah.
Unless the other person on the machine happened to have purchased the rights to that game also. Because we have two Xboxes in my house, and if I get a new arcade game and we'll play together, either my wife has to bring a memory card with her profile to my machine, or I bring the memory card with my profile and the game to her machine. But if I leave it on her machine, she can't play unless I'm logged in.
Craziness.
Yeah. Very elaborate.
We done?
We didn't do rants?
Oh, yeah, rants. My bad.
I don't know if we have time.
Yeah, we can do them.
Extended edition. Year-end wrap.
Looks like we already did Andy's.
Yep.
All right, what's yours?
Well, mine is the PSP, because I got a game for the PSP for Christmas, and to play it, it was Castlevania, by the way. I forgot to mention that one, which is good if you love Castlevania, but if not, don't worry about it. To play it, my machine had to be upgraded to version firmware 3.5 or whatever. Well, for whatever reason, I decided to...
I thought yours was modded.
Yeah, I put custom firmware on my machine, right?
Okay.
My hardware, I bought it, I should be able to do whatever I want. Sony now has a thing, any firmware past 3.3 detects the switched hex number on your BIOS, motherboard, wherever it is, and won't let you upgrade your firmware. Now, I don't know enough, I didn't even put the custom firmware on my machine, I don't really mess around with that kind of stuff, but I don't know enough to find an updated version of the custom firmware that matches the current revision of Sony firmware. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and you can downgrade your custom firmware. One of the things on the custom firmware pack I bought was to remove it. So I removed it, put it back to the official Sony firmware version 1.5, but basically reset my machine. Went to upgrade the firmware again. It doesn't change. It shows somewhere on the motherboard that it was altered at some point. And I now get an error message, anything past 3.3 that says, there's an error, there's a corrupt file on your device, can't upgrade your firmware. I get to 3.03, and that's as far as I can go before the little sneaky shit that Sony put on their firmware. Well, Castlevania doesn't really require the firmware. I mean, it's going to play on the machine no matter what. It doesn't matter what the firmware is. But because they have forced the publishers to put these checks on their games, I can't play this game that I bought now. I can't upgrade my firmware. And so I call Sony thinking like, all right, I'll send it off. They'll charge me $30 to reset it or whatnot. Talk to the lady on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I have version 2.71. It's legitimate, blah, blah, blah. She's like, let me see that error code. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to have to send that in. I'm like, okay, sounds good. How much is the repair? $90.
Dang.
They charge you $90 to refurb your machine.
You can just go ahead and buy the new PSP.
That's what I did. I was like, how much is a new one? She's like, about $160, $200 if you get the pack with all the games and the memory card. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, cancel the repair order, and I'll probably just go buy one. Because I can play all my old games fine.
Yeah.
It's just anything that came out since, I think, June or July, August, whenever the 3.3 firmware came out, I cannot upgrade that. So Sony has forced me, even though I reverted back to legitimate firmware, to have to buy a new machine because they have somehow sneaky DRM, rootkit, whatever shit they do, noticed it, and they won't let me upgrade my firmware. So even if I try to go legitimate on my own, and now I can't put hacked stuff back on my machine because I don't even know how to do that. So I'm stuck with this device, this $200 device, that can only play games up to the middle of last year.
Nice.
And they're charging people $90 to fix it. Like, if it were $30, I would have sent it off. Fair enough. You know, I modded my system. I got it. I'll pay the fix fee. But $90? I think that's a little retarded.
Yeah.
For a device that only costs $170 if you buy one new in the store. So that's my rant. I hate Sony because of all their firmware shit.
They do DRM a lot of shit. Like, back in the day when they did that.
That's why
CD.
I bought that arcade, is because it would have cost me at least $99 for them to fix my first 360.
Yeah. You still haven't been able to... Really?
I haven't messed with it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ludicrous that they would charge that much for something...
It's like they're breaking their own systems.
And they are. I mean, they're basically... They sabotaged the system through a series of firmware to where if anybody altered it at any point... And that shouldn't... I mean, I guess it's a gray area. I own the hardware. Can I put whatever I want on it? I can, but then if they detect it, they aren't going to let me play by their rules. Like, that just seems like chintzy. Because, again, the bottom line is, like, okay, if you don't want to let me upgrade my firmware so that I can't use it, the new features, that's cool. I just want to play a game then. Let me just play a game on my game machine.
Yeah.
Oh, nope, sorry, we put a little lock on the game that requires this firmware to be there. Like, that's where I don't like it. If they locked the firmware to where I couldn't upgrade, I could live with that because I don't need remote play or I don't need the internet radio added, whatever shit they put in there.
It's almost like they expect everybody to have this technology even upgrade their shit, too. Like, what if some kid in some area who doesn't have that type of technology?
Well, the firmware is on the disc.
Ah, okay.
So that's how they make it required. On a side note, the new PSP Slim is pretty cool. It's a lot lighter, and it does have, like, the TV out function and a lot of cool features, but it is cheaper, like, feels cheaper. The plastic they use is noticeably thinner. So, like, the whole system feels a little more flimsy.
Yeah.
But it's in silver, and it doesn't show up fingerprints as bad as the old one did. But again, damn Sony for forcing me to buy
a Cheetos prints.
So don't get the PlayStation 3.
No. Get it for Drake's fortune, though. But just don't hack it.
All right, I guess that's it.
It's been a good year.
No, it hasn't.
Fun times.
No, it hasn't.
I like that week or so that you weren't in town.
Off on holiday.
He came back with a sweatshirt.
It says San Francisco.
Just in case people knew. Didn't think he was really telling the truth.
Yeah, I just bought this at the airport. We hung out at JEX or whatever it is.
JEX.
Or JIO.
Jax.
Jax. Yeah.
JIA.
JIA. Jacksonville. Yeah. All right. Just rambling on. Shout outs to Ashley. I know you guys hate shout outs.
Shout out to the new year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, peeps. Keeping it real. Hopefully. Don't drink and drive.
Or do. Who cares?
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
The worst way to get caught? Crashing.
Yeah. Hitting the cop car. I think that's it. Put your right out.